On Saturday, October 22nd, 2016, in a single magical double play after 8.5 innings, my life was changed irrevocably. I'd spent my first 64 years and 49 weeks with the baseball team my grandpa taught me to love whilst I was still a toddler, never having won the World Series or even making it into the World Series. I loved the Cubbies passionately despite their never winning, endured the slings and arrows of Twins and Braves fans' ridicule for lo these many years, and then suddenly, magically, my dear Cubbies, in a decisive shutout, won the pennant. I'd spent all these years optimistically believing they would win it all during my lifetime, and my dreams for the future were at last proven to be substantive, not mere pipe dreams. And October 2016 turned out to be a life-changing month for me in another way, too, fulfilling another lifelong dream. When I was a newborn baby, my grandma gave my family the Illustrated Home Library Encyclopedia. I think she got a volume a week at the grocery store. She died when I was barely a toddler, but was an important figure in my life, and sometime around my fourth birthday, I decided to teach myself to read with that encyclopedia. I read, or at least looked carefully at, every word in the A volume, starting with aardvark, and perhaps understanding 1/1000th of 1%. Then I started the B's and got all the way to B-I-R-D when I stopped cold. I read that bird article, which was 9 or 10 pages long, over and over and over. Anyone who looked at our encyclopedia set on the shelf would know someone was fixated on the bird entry. Hardly anyone in my family ever opened the encyclopedias at all, and so all the spines were in perfect shape, the gold leaf of the print shiny and newish, except for the B volume, where the gold was worn off and there was a clear crack in the spine. If you pulled the book out of the shelf, it automatically opened to bird. That bird article was where I first read the word Cuba. It said the tiniest bird in the world was the bee hummingbird of Cuba. Being 4 years old, I had no idea that Cuba was a place, so I spent a long time searching the trees in my blue-collar Chicago suburb neighborhood for that bee hummingbird of Cuba. I was vaguely aware that Desi Arnaz, along with his alter ego Ricky Ricardo, was from a place called Cuba, and vaguely associated him with the bee hummingbird of Cuba without really understanding why. I also knew that President Kennedy sometimes smoked Cuban cigars, and though I wasn't exactly sure what a cigar was, I aspired to own a box of Cuban cigars, again in part because I somehow associated them with the bee hummingbird of Cuba. I was 9 years old in April 1961 during the Bay of Pigs invasion and 10 in October 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I didn't understand anything at all about either of those big news stories and did not associate either event with the bee hummingbird of Cuba, maybe because the ominous voices on the news were scary. How could anything about the tiniest bird in the world be scary? But somehow by then I had figured out that Cuba was a place that I wanted to go to very badly. Cuba and the Cubs, two words that are 75% identical and two major lifetime dreams that I'm not sure I ever really believed would come true. And yet this month, after so many years, within a week, both dreams came true. I saw my bee hummingbirds and another long-dreamed-for bird, the Cuban toady. So the last month that I'll be 64 years old turns out to be the first month of a new chapter of my life, the month that proved that dreams do sometimes really come true. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.